Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We now go to the great state of Minnesota. Lauren Bennett McGinty, the executive director of Explore Minnesota, is on a phone line as part of our continuing Best of the Midwest series. Hey, Lauren, it's John Williams. You're on WGN. Hi.
Hello, John. How are you today?
Good. I miss you guys.
Well, we miss you too.
I was up there for 2 4-year stints at WCCO in Minneapolis. I lived in Minneapolis, different places each time. And so I'm a big fan of the state of Minnesota and the Twin Cities. You're with Explore Minnesota. So what do you tell people? Should they do the urban or should they go out to the wilds and explore the 10,000 lakes?
Well, I mean, I think the most important thing that we can talk about is that there is something for everyone, kind of like you just said. You know, we do have a really great urban scene here, lots of fun activities in the Twin Cities and surrounding suburbs, but we also have stuff in northern and southern Minnesota, all the way out to the west, or the east, the very east and the tip of Minnesota and the Arrowhead. So we have something for everyone. I think it depends on what time of year you want to trek out there, but we have outdoor activities, whether, you know, in the summer, if you're doing boundary waters and going kayaking and canoeing, or we have a national wildlife refuge down in the southwestern part of Minnesota. But then we also have really great theater, arts, culture, the Mall of America, which is turning 30 this year in the Twin Cities. So, gosh, we have a lot going on up here.
The mall, let's just start with the Twin Cities. The Mall of America was my mall. That was the closest mall to us. It's where I shopped, you know, if I needed to go to Macy's and get some clothes or something, I would go to the Mall of America. And I think if you haven't been there, that sounds like you're going to Disney World and it's really going to be an arduous experience. And it's not. I always thought it was easy to park, easy to navigate. Also really fun if you're a tourist. I mean, you could spend a couple of days there eating, recreating, shopping. It's really, I think, a well-done facility.
I would agree. Yeah, and they, you know, they continue to make improvements year after year, really making it one of the standout malls in the country, which is not something you really hear about anymore, but they've got Nickelodeon Universe inside, so that's a really fun family activity. And then all kinds of shopping, pretty much any store you could think of, but really high-class dining options as well. So there is a really easy way to spend an entire day there.
Is the aquarium still there?
Yeah, so they still have some elements there, but there are also some that moved out to Roseville too. So again, lots of stuff in and around the Twin Cities for sure. Not to mention the fact that even near the Mall of America, you're really close to some of our great, beautiful outdoor attractions. We've got Fort Snelling and kind of the areas around there, or you're just a quick drive, as you probably are aware, to Minnehaha Park in the Minnehaha Falls area, as well as the Parkway.
I would recommend that too. The Minnehaha Falls and Parkway, it's through the city of Minneapolis to St. Paul, and it's this lovely urban parkway with green space on either side. You can get to this lovely waterfalls area along the way. You might find a pub or a place to eat, but it's as nice a bicycle ride through a city as you would have. If you were going to stay in the city of Minneapolis or St. Paul, I'd say, where is that Minnehaha Parkway? I want to do that. I'm sure you would agree with me on that.
Yeah, and I think what's great about that is you can see so many different parts of the city. You know, you can go up north through Minneapolis and kind of up to those northern suburbs and in the Three River Park District, or you can, like you said, go all the way to St. Paul. And it's a really fun way to, you can rent a bike in the Twin Cities and just kind of hop on wherever and see an amazing kind of path of nature among all of these big buildings. So it's really fun to kind of check that out and have a once in a lifetime experience there.
People who stay downtown Minneapolis also have the luxury of being able to walk to a Twins game or a Vikings game in different stadiums, but they're that close. The Timberwolves play downtown Minneapolis as well. I mean, it's very, you know, in some of these cities, the stadiums are flung all around the area, but everything is very compact in Minneapolis.
Yes, it definitely is. And, you know, it's all along the river, which makes for some really fun walks as well. And then you can hop on the light rail and you can go over to St. Paul to see the Xcel Energy, whether it's a concert or it's the Wild playing there. So lots to do in the Twin Cities and around there, whether and honestly, you can do it kind of any time of year, which is what I love. You know, I think people get kind of nervous about our winters up here, but we make it pretty easy for you.
Oh, no, I let's go upstate or outstate in just a second. But if I do come to St. Paul or Minneapolis, where would you suggest I stay and what's the go-to eating and drinking places?
So, you know, anywhere in the Twin Cities to stay is a really fantastic opportunity. I think if you're really looking for some fun eating and drinking activities, staying somewhere closer to sort of Lake Street in Minneapolis, where there are a variety of different cultural foods and really some wonderful heritage represented there. We just had Owami, an indigenous restaurant, win the James Beard Award for Best New Restaurant, and that's in the Twin Cities as well. And then, of course, we just had... If you're looking for a really fun, romantic weekend away, we had the Four Seasons open. And so that's our five-star luxury experience right in the heart of downtown Minneapolis.
And then, let's see, is the Bells, what's the brew pub, the great big brewery that you guys have that's so popular?
So in downtown Minneapolis, or well, near downtown Minneapolis, we've got Surly Brewing.
And that is
a big destination brew house. And we just had... a new distillery open there, as well as Malcolm Yards, which is a fantastic food hall that has all sorts of sort of incubator restaurants there that you can try everything from spaghetti to Vietnamese food to ice cream. So it's a really great sort of one-stop day to bring your family or friends.
Surly, S-U-R-L-Y. It's one of the best brew houses you'll ever go to. The food there is really good. Let's head north from the Twin Cities. Should we go to Duluth or Brainerd or further still? What do you recommend?
Well, I think, you know, if you are into biking, I would say kind of straight north and a little bit west of the Twin Cities. We've got a lot of really great biking trails kind of just outside of Grand Rapids and Brainerd. They've really taken a lot of time in the last couple of years to revamp those and get them updated for folks. And then, you know, if you go to Duluth, you might want to just keep going. Duluth is a great stopover, I think, as you're getting ready to head into the Boundary Waters area. But we also just had a designation of a, you know, dark sky area in the Voyageurs National Park and Boundary Waters Canoe. And it's a new certification that allows people to see the dark sky and see all the stars in the sky. And it is free of any light pollution. So it's a really great moment for you to kind of put away your phone, disconnect, and just see the world in a beautiful wilderness area and see all the stars you can possibly imagine.
People say that and you go, yeah. And until you witness a dark sky area, you cannot believe how much you're missing. And that dawned on me one night when we were in central Minnesota. I don't know that it was officially designated a dark sky area, but I thought, have these stars been here all along? Because I've not seen this. It looked like a movie. So believe her when she says that. The fall colors, okay, it's August. There's still plenty of time to enjoy the lakes of Minnesota. But if I'm going to come up for fall colors, where do I go? What do I do?
Well, I think, you know, the great outdoors in Minnesota is not something to get too shy about. Our fall colors, especially if you start, you know, if you want to get there this September, early October, if you start in the northern part of Minnesota and kind of follow them down, there's a lot of really great options. We have one of the best places in the country for fall colors. And I think, you know, everyone thinks out east, but when you have a lot of trees and they all change at the same time, it has some pretty great results. So if you kind of travel the National Scenic Byway and follow that all the way through Minnesota along the river, you'll see some really great stuff. One of my favorite fall color drives is going down south from the Twin Cities along the river and into sort of the Red Wing area. And you're kind of in the valley looking at all the trees around you. It's quite beautiful. Or going west from the Twin Cities to kind of the Alexandria area is a really great fall color drive too.
That's a nice tip because the Twin Cities are 6.5-hour drive from Chicago. But then you say, but now I got to go another 4 hours north. No, you don't. In fact, You could go south of the Twin Cities to the Red Wing area, as you described. It's right along the river. I have sat there and watched eagles pull fish from the river often. And the Red Wing boot factory is there. And in the fall, they do a Red Wing boot sale, which is worth the drive there. So you go enjoy that area. You go buy some boots for $100 less, and you're glad you made the time. Am I right about that?
That is true. That is kind of one of those key staples of fall in Minnesota. Is you hear about everybody. Sometimes people are just closing down their offices for the day to go down to that boot sale. So it's kind of one of those really special moments in the fall for us.
Well, let's wrap this up. Any last thing you want to make sure Chicago knows about Minnesota, Lauren?
You know, I think we're an easy trip for folks in Chicago. I was just down there last month, and it's a quick 6-hour drive for me. And, you know, I think it's a really great opportunity to kind of expand your regional travel. And we're super affordable. It's a great family trip option. Or even if it's a quick weekend, 3-day weekend away with your partner or your friends, I think there's something for every budget and kind of every type of activity you could imagine up here, whether fall or winter or any other time of year. So I definitely encourage people to visit exploreminnesota.com and kind of get out here and explore what we only have in Minnesota.
Lauren Bennett McGinty is the executive director of that organization, exploreminnesota.com. Nice to talk to you, Lauren. Say hi to all my friends up there.
Sounds good, John. Thanks so much for having me.